This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm so grateful for you and for us and this podcast.
Never in a million years did I ever think that I would be in front of a camera talking, using my voice, being on a podcast, like never ever. And to be able to look back at 50 episodes and just be like, wow, we freaking did it.
Hello and welcome back to our last season one episode of Voice Hugs, a podcast on becoming your best self and embracing all seasons of life with open arms. This is your host, Viv and Ro.
Hello, hello everybody.
What a year. I think I can speak for both Viv and I that we both can't believe it's the end of the year. We both can't believe it's the end of season 1/1.5 of Voice Hugs. So we want to take today's episode to tie everything up in a nice little bow. Kind of take a trip down memory lane of what it's been like to work on season one for the past 2 years, Viv.
Yeah, it feels like actually like 3 years.
It feels like five. And to also share lessons we've learned along the way, because that was one of your favorite episodes. So, you know, it's always good to reflect and share lessons we've learned, especially when it's the end of the year and the end of a chapter.
So when we started Voice Hugs, we didn't have an idea of like, oh, we're going to do season one. Season one is going to have 10 episodes and then we're going to do season two. And season two is going to look like this. It was really, let's just go, let's just do it, and just keep going. And the whole process was really go with the flow, hence our, as we mentioned in a previous episode, our 4-month hiatus this year. But it's so cool now to come to this like end of a season. I think in both of our lives, it's just a perfect timing of both of us entering a new chapter, Voice Hug season one coming to an end. We have a lot of new energy and a lot of ideas for season two. And so reflecting back on the last 2 to 3 years of from when we first started thinking about Voice Hugs to where we are now, I'm excited to hear about, you know, like your favorite episodes, like what your thoughts were on everything, what were your lessons learned, and then for me to share mine.
Yay!
So in season one, we have, including this one, 55 episodes that we released from the end of 2021 all the way until the end of 2023. Of all of those episodes, what was your favorite one?
I don't want to be one of those gals, but I'm going to be. Every single episode was my favorite episode.
Okay.
The reason why is because I feel like first of all, we learn so much about each other through each episode, and we learn so much more about ourselves through each episode. And like, it's crazy to put in perspective end of 2021 and now it's the end of 2023. Like that's a long time to like keep doing something. And I feel like we've gotten a lot closer. We've gotten a lot closer to our community. We've gotten a lot closer to our listeners. And I think like I was in a season when we started Voice Hugs where I just needed an outlet for me to talk and not think about filtering myself, not think about editing myself. And I think it just came at the perfect time. It was just like the perfect storm, like a nice little storm, like a beautiful storm. But if I had to choose my favorite episode, it would be, is it 17? Episode 17, when we brought on our first guest, who is Jams. It's not why you think it's my favorite episode for everyone listening. It's not because Jams was on the podcast. It was because it was the first time we turned on video, and I think it was the introduction of a new person allowed us to feel more comfortable and confident to turn on video. And at the same time, I felt like I saw a side of Viv that I've never seen before. Like, maybe when we're pledging in a business fraternity, like 10, 15 years ago. But I just saw this like spark light up within when she was like asking questions, leading the conversation. And we kind of retroed a little after of like, what do we think happened? And Viv's like, you know, I feel like it's just a lot less pressure when you're interviewing someone else.
I remember that episode, and I totally forgot that that was the first time we had video on until you just mentioned that now. And there was so much pressure that was taken off of me that specific episode because it was about dating a YouTuber. So it was all about you and James. So I didn't have to talk or share anything about myself. And it was just like, oh, I'm going to poke fun at you guys. And yeah, that also made us start thinking about what it would be like to have guests. That was definitely one of the pivotal points in the first year of releasing episodes, for sure.
And we were very, like, we purposely didn't turn on video for the first 16 episodes. It was for a reason. We just wanted to hang out, get comfortable with speaking before we have to worry about how we show up visually. So I think that was definitely a big turning point. What about you?
My most memorable. So I can't say I loved all of our episodes. But I will say that it does take like the good episodes and the bad episodes to help you experience the full spectrum of the different feelings that can come up when you're recording. So I know there were a handful of episodes that I just felt so nervous. And I just remember after feeling so crappy. With all of that being said, I think it added to the overall experience, which is important. My favorite episode is probably episode...
Wait, before you answer your favorite episode, I have a question. What would you categorize as a quote-unquote good and quote-unquote bad episode? Because I think our listeners would be curious too.
Okay, a good episode for me is when our conversation is just flowing, when it truly feels like I'm just in this room talking to you and I'm not nervous. A bad episode is when...
A bad quote.
Yeah, a bad episode. It always gets edited out, but it's when we record and there's a lot of breaks in between our conversation. I blank or I don't know what to say. And it's usually the nerves. I don't think this has happened in quite some time. This is probably more so the first 20 episodes.
The first episode we'll get to.
Yes. But that's what I would consider, quote, a bad episode.
Behind the scenes of it all. So your favorite episode?
My favorite episode is probably, I just remember when I was editing episode 38. It is the self-love, self-acceptance, self-everything episode. I think this was released on Valentine's Day this year. And I remember thinking that, wow, this is what Voice Hugs is about. You know, it's like it starts with you. It starts with loving yourself. How do we get to that place? And for me, this episode was kind of a full circle moment because it was also the last episode that I edited. And so we talk about self-love, self-everything. And at this point in our journey was when I really realized, like, I need to love myself. I cannot work this hard anymore. And so overall, like, I think that kind of just closed my own chapter of the editing process with Voice Hugs. And yeah, I remember feeling really proud of that episode for some reason.
I'm very proud of you. So I edited the first Voice Hugs episode ever. It was episode 52. And as you know, I told Viv, I was like, you know, I sat down, I was like, great, you know, it's a podcast episode. I edit all the time. I can edit this in an hour, no problem. I sit down 6 hours past it. I'm like, why am I still here? And I text Viv right away. I'm like, I am so sorry for not acknowledging to the fullest extent how much you put into it, or like how much you put into editing all the episodes. So for real, Voice Hugs, I mean, yes, Voice Hugs would not exist without Viv as a co-host, but also Voice Hugs would not exist without Viv because she edited like the first 38 episodes, which is incredible.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much from me and all of the Voice Hugs fam.
When I got your text and you said that, like, not me thinking I could finish this in 1 hour, I was like, girl, it takes me 1 hour just to set up the screens. Speaking of hours of editing, another really memorable episode that I really enjoyed was your engagement episode last year. Oh. It was episode 29, and that one was really cool. It took 20 hours to edit that episode, the longest episode it took to edit, but it was because we had so much B-roll. This was like the first very visual episode where you follow along on this like engagement journey. There was B-roll from you, B-roll from the camera people that James hired. There was even like from my perspective of like me on my way to your little engagement station. And so that one was really cool to edit. I felt like a YouTuber.
Aww. And then for those who haven't listened to yet, my partner got Viv to come out to New York, because that was when I still lived in New York and the engagement happened in New York. So it was like this huge surprise and I cried. We all cried. Mm-hmm. And then my mom was also there and it was very sweet. Ah, I can't believe that was like a year ago. Oh my goodness, that was a year ago. Time flies.
Yeah. So since we're kind of on the topic of behind the scenes, are you okay?
Yeah, no, I'm laughing a lot and then my nose is sniffly. I'm just emotional again.
So since we are kind of already talking a little bit about behind the scenes with the editing, what are some of your favorite behind the scenes moments that you want to share with the Voice Hugs fam?
There's a lot. I feel like it's like the conversations we have before we hit record, like when we hop on and like either FaceTime or in Riverside FM or whatever podcast recording platform we're using, and then like we record, and the conversations we have after, it's usually like, man, that one slapped, like that was good. Or sometimes it's like, editing's gonna be tough on this one, good luck, Viv. But it's also a lot of like words of encouragement of like, hey, no, like we did well, we finished it, that's what's most important, and we can always, you know, re-edit or edit as needed. So I feel like if that was included in every episode, I think it'd give another layer of color to us as people. And also, I think it's just everything that happens outside of just recording and, you know, doing the actual podcast, of many more hangs, many more work sessions that always start off with a catch up. I think that's something that I really value, at least between us, where when we see each other, it's not like, hey, let's talk about work right away. Like, it's not a purely work relationship, and I don't think we ever thought it was going to be, but I really love the fact that whenever you know, even since like 5 years ago or whenever, when you're like even helping me a little bit with like my YouTube content, like outlining and scripting. Yes, Viv did that, if you guys didn't know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I always appreciated that we put our friendship before work.
Yeah, for sure. Me too. I think that's what makes this project, and I call it a project because it's not work. It feels like two friends came together, put their friendship first. That was something that we really talked about in the beginning, and then wanted to create something to share, like outside of just us. And so that has been very special for me too, just knowing that, I mean, I think with anything that you work on, there are ups and downs. And I think working with a friend is always tricky because there's different roles, different tasks, different just ways of communicating that's different when you're just friends versus when you're trying to get something done. And I think I've always appreciated that. I know at the end of the day, we care about each other first and foremost, and that I think will shine through in whatever we create for Voice Hugs at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they are very special. And we talked about this in a previous episode, I think it was 52, where it was like the perfect beautiful storm where I was in a season in my life where work was the most important thing to me. So the fact that we're able to work on something together, I think ultimately, and you agree too, like even though we had different circumstances, that it ultimately brought us a lot closer, and we would not be this close if it weren't for
Voice Hugs. Voice Hugs.
Yay. Yay. We thought it'd be fun to share the top 5 most played episodes, just to kind of, you know, if you haven't listened to these, you can go listen to them. If you've listened to them and you forgot about them, or you need a little reminder, you can also revisit it, or it's just fun to know. I don't know. Okay. So the number one most played episode is Let's Talk About Our Insecurities. This was episode number 2. I felt pretty good about this one.
This one we actually recorded in person. I think this was one of the only episodes we recorded in person in New York in the first, oh, yeah, the first 55 episodes. Yeah.
Well, the first 1.5.
Oh, yeah.
Wink, wink.
Yeah, that one was this insecurities one. And I know we released a second insecurities one. Those were both very popular. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's normal. We all have many feels about many things, and it's great to destigmatize the fact that we're human. The second most listened to episode is Welcome to Voice Hugs with Rowena and Vivian. Woo!
Yeah, this one, fun fact about this episode. This episode, we mentioned this in episode 18 in Overcoming Resistance and Perfectionism, where James interviews us about the making of Voice Hugs. This episode was actually 2 different recordings clipped into 1 episode. So the first one we recorded in Rowena's childhood home, super nervous, first time both of us recorded together, first time I had a mic in front of me. I didn't love it, so I was like, Ro, can we re-record this one again? Second time we recorded it, she was in New York, I was in LA, and yeah, still didn't love it. So I basically clipped the best parts of both, stitched them together, and that is episode 1.
Was that like 50 hours of editing?
You know, I don't remember, but yeah, it was probably a lot. I also knew that episode 1 was going to be listened to the most, because mm-hmm. it's the first episode of the podcast. And so there was just a lot of pressure, I think, for me. That was more so a Vivian thing than a Ro. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ro was like, it's fine. Yeah.
Whatever will make you feel comfortable, we yeah. can do. You want to record a third time? Let's go. No problem. Okay. So I'm going to share the next 3 episodes in a row. So this is 3rd, the 4th, and the 5th. So the 3rd is Career Chat, Feeling Lost, Redefining Success, and Trusting Yourself. The 4th is No More Burnout for 2022, New Year Reflections. And the 5th is Not Feeling Motivated? Us too. I feel like these three are all kind of similar in that this is episode 4, 3, and 28 respectively. We'll link everything down below. I know I just spit out so many numbers, it's probably really confusing. So these three episodes, I feel like they're all, it's like a foreshadowing of the year that we would have, you know, just relax, redefine what it means to be successful, no more burnouts, although it took us a little bit to really get there. And motivation. I think motivation was like a huge thing that both of us had to work through a lot in different ways. I don't know why I'm so breathy, but...
And I think on top of that, it was balancing all of these things together. Like, you go through it individually, but then having to... You know, like, if I'm feeling unmotivated, it doesn't mean that you are feeling unmotivated. And if you are feeling unmotivated, I could have had, like, a spark of energy that week. So it was really, like, learning how to balance. That was kind of the whole first season for both of us. Like, learning how to accept where the other person was and also just, like, holding space for yourself, too.
Yeah, and also communicating through all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, question for you listening. Little voice hug, huggy. This is something that we can work on. Let us know if you have any suggestions of what shall we call you guys.
The first idea we came up with was Huggies, which sounds like, it is the diaper brand.
The diapers. Voices. Voice huggies.
Let us know if you have any ideas.
I think you guys are so much more than just listeners and our audience. But yes, also let us know what your favorite episode was, or if there's an episode that you go back to and listen to a lot, we would love to hear. So Viv, you mentioned earlier that editing was pretty challenging. Was there anything more that you like to add to color and give context to what was the most challenging thing?
I think back to 2022 and I just don't know how I did it. But I do know how I did it because I did it. We've kind of mentioned this throughout episodes and I know not everyone listens to every single one. So just to give some context, I was basically working two jobs all of last year. 38 episodes is a lot to edit, but the reason why I was able to do that was because I was going through something that was really hard in my personal life. My stepdad had just gotten sick and I didn't know how to deal with it. It was essentially, I was grieving a loss. And because those feelings were so hard for me to deal with, I think I just jumped into voice hugs. Like, it was a project that was meaningful. It was something that was time consuming. And so I pretty much think that I worked myself to exhaustion so that when you're too tired, you just don't have the energy to think or feel. And that's essentially how I think I did all of the editing the first year. With all of that being said, though, I think that that taught me so much about myself, and it taught me how I cope with these hard feelings is essentially maybe running away from it, avoiding it. It's too much. So I just kind of close myself off from everyone. And so by the end of last year, and you can hear it a lot in our episodes as well, I think one of the ones that was very special to me was Finding Light in Darkness about gratitude. And I think I cried in that one where I was sharing that sometimes maybe you have to feel your lowest lows in order to eventually feel your highest highs. And so it's really cool that even though that year was so challenging for me in so many ways, I learned so much about myself. I learned how to lean on other people. I learned how to talk to you and open up to you about it, because I think like it felt like a weakness, like it felt like a vulnerability if I was going through a hard time and I couldn't do something voice hugs related. I didn't want to share that, you know, I didn't want to let you down as a co-host and as a partner. And so just learning that, like, friends first, you know, like care teams first, support and encouragement and love first. Yeah. And it helped, I think that helped us blossom. Like, it helped me realize the kind of friendships that I have in my life and what role I play in letting people in and being vulnerable and just being kinder to myself and like my journey too.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. I'm proud of both of us.
Do you feel like after episode 38, when you stop editing, that you had more time to kind of think through some of the things that you may have been not addressing?
Yeah, you know, okay, so this is there's a disconnect for me with this year of Voice Hugs because we weren't consistently posting. And so I feel like we haven't really gotten to share, you know, all the things that have happened this year. But this year for sure was a year of healing for me. I started feeling a lot more like myself. I was able to, you know, interact with more friends, find some sort of routine, live a little bit of life, have the energy to go out and, you know, even take workout classes. I think all of these things we take for granted when life gets really hard, you don't have the energy or the capacity to do it. And this year was a lot of healing for me. And so I think that's partly why I keep mentioning that I feel like there's this new sense of energy that we're going to bring into season two, because I don't think we are the same people we were when we started Voice Hugs. I don't think we were the same people we were before this 4-month hiatus, you know? And so it's really, really cool to be able to look back and just see how this was all documented throughout the episodes, how it's a true reflection of our life, and then just continuing on with it and seeing where it takes us.
To the moon. I love this for us.
So that was all of the challenges. But there was a lot of awesomeness that came out of Voice Hugs as well. What would you say has been the most rewarding for you in the last 2 years of working on Voice Hugs?
The most rewarding, I think it's hard to say one. I keep being that gal who's like, everything is rewarding. But like, truly, on a personal level, as I mentioned earlier, I feel like Voice Hugs came at the perfect time where, I don't know, maybe like I didn't even know this, but I think I needed a friend. like I needed a friend. And it came at a time where I think I was also realizing the importance of opening up to people. And we've talked about this a lot, just the two of us. I think would mention it in passing on the podcast and even on my channel, where it's like, I have a lot of people in my life. I have a lot of close friends. I would even say I have a lot of best friends, but I think it's still like the leaning on someone, as you're talking about, or really truly opening up to someone, it hasn't come naturally to me. And it's something that I would even say I like just don't want, because that's like, if you fully lean on someone, they will fully lean on you. And that's just a lot of human emotions and like things you need to work through. But I do think this project fell on our laps at the perfect time when we both needed it the most, in ways that, yeah, like I am now realizing that, yeah, maybe this is something that I needed. And Viv and I also talk about how, you know, we wonder if there's a past life, what our relationship was like in the previous life for us to be this close and, you know, working on this in this life. And the feelings were very similar, even though like your circumstances were different with your stepdad, and then my circumstances of, I don't even know what my circumstances, like everything, you know, like also lost in like a different context that's still lingering after all these years. That is one huge bucket that I'm only realizing now that I'm talking about it, which is, I'm like, this is like actual baby tears. Earlier, it's like my eyes kept watering for no reason, but now I'm like, this is a little emotional. And I think the second bucket is this space for us to explore together explore ourselves, explore you know, like topics that we naturally talk about already and things that we're naturally interested in, ways to improve ourselves, ways to better ourselves. And what better way to document and capture that than through like this format and to be able to share it with so many people and impact so many people, hopefully in the best ways and in positive ways only. And I think this brings me to the last bucket of like the community that we've built. I will be very honest. I have not done a great job at all with fostering this community. Viv, I feel like, has done a much better job, but I feel like she may also feel that she didn't do the best job. But despite that, I feel like you all kept showing up episode after episode. You all kept emailing us and DMing us and encouraging us and inspiring us with your stories and with everything that you've sent us. And I just think, like, I can't wait to do all the things we want to do in the way that we know is the right way to do things. Viv was burnt out. I think I've been burnt out for the past 5 years.
Yeah.
So, the new energy that Viv mentioned, it's upon us. We're gonna make some magic happen.
Even though it has been 3 years since the start of this idea of Voice Hugs, I still truly feel like we're just at the beginning. And I think that is probably one of the most exciting things, because it feels like there's endless opportunities to grow together, to connect with the community, to meet more people, and to just share and create together. And so I think that is really exciting that so much time has passed, but it really does feel like we are just getting started.
We are.
And I agree with everything Rose said. I think like the whole process has been so rewarding for our friendship, for the things that we're able to create. Never in a million years did I ever think that I would be in front of a camera talking, using my voice, being on a podcast, like never ever. And to be able to look back at 50 episodes and just be like, wow, we freaking did it, you know? And we're just getting started. And thank you so much for being here with us. We are so happy that you are here, because this is what it's all about for us.
Tears.
On that note, I did want to talk a little bit about how Voice Hugs has changed our friendship. And I know you touched on that just now. And so I just kind of wanted to add to that. I think what's so cool about Voice Hugs is that when we started, we had these overview, like general themes: warm, friendly, supportive. We wanted to help people feel accepted, less alone. And somewhere in the middle, I realized this is because that's what we want, you know? Like, this is what we needed from each other. And so we didn't start every episode thinking like, okay, this episode we are going to like show that we're warm,
be warm,
friendly. Yeah, and we're going to be super encouraging and accepting. Like, I think because we needed that for ourselves, we ended up showing up for each other in that way. And that blossomed into what Voice Hugs is today as a brand. It's mind-blowing to me that like I can be out somewhere and my friend will text me a picture and be like, oh my god, this is so Voice Hugs. Or, you know, this is a video, like, oh my god, that's so on brand. And the fact that there's a brand that was created just because of, it was like a reflection of our friendship, a reflection of what we needed and what we wanted to share with other people who may be feeling the same way. That is super, super cool, because it's just who we are for each other too, you know? And so I think realizing that, it made our friendship so much more special to me that we were able to take these hard feelings and create something so beautiful and meaningful for other people.
Yeah. No. I haven't told Viv this yet, but yesterday I was just chopping veggies to prep for dinner before we had to hop on a call. And I was just reflecting on the 2 years that we've been working on Voice Hugs and who I was when we started and who I am now. And I remember just being like, man, like I definitely tried to be a better friend, not in like a, like I didn't try to be a better friend, like I just wanted to be a better friend, so I just acted accordingly. So I was like, man, I hope I've been a better friend to Viv after Aww. All these years. I really cherish our friendship, our relationship. I'm so grateful for you and for us and this podcast giving us things we didn't even know it gave us.
Wow. It just keeps on giving.
It's the podcast that keeps on giving. Okay, so last question for the both of us. What was the biggest lesson you learned in 2023?
Can I throw it to you first?
Sure. I feel like everything truly comes in seasons.
I was thinking the same thing.
I mean, we talked about this in episode 52, where Viv was like, boyfriend, the word. What is the word that describes Voice Hugs? And he's like, something about seasons?
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like, especially, I mean, I know we talk so much about transitions this year, but it truly was a year of many transitions and many changes in both of our lives. And especially with me moving home, right? Like the way that I dealt with transitions 10 years ago when I was here last, compared to the way I'm able to, you know, handle, tackle transitions now, and even feelings that come out of transitions. I can share a story with the lesson that I learned. And it is, I recently went on a cruise.
Why are you whispering?
Because James.
Okay.
Went on a cruise. It was a great time. I'm not gonna say it wasn't a great time, but the time spent on a cruise, I may have wanted to spend elsewhere. Like, you know, maybe in Europe, back in Asia. So, I remember one morning waking up, not having it. Granted, my hormones, you know, like period was about to come. And I'm just like, I don't want to be here. And I very rarely think this way. I feel like I'm generally a pretty grateful, positive person who's just like a team player, you know, like if everyone wants to do this, then like, you know, but this time, I wasn't having it.
It was because it was a Disney cruise and we just went to Disney World 5 months ago. He's going to listen to this episode. It's okay.
So I remember thinking like, oh, like, you know, I just don't want to be here. Why am I here? There's so many more things that I should be doing with my life. And I think like I also felt like I haven't been as like quote unquote productive, and which I really haven't. I've just been, you know, tending to the house with the transition and giving myself like a low key sabbatical because I've been working really hard. So it's okay if you just stop making videos for a week or two or a month. So I was getting that like feeling of I want to do more again, but why am I here? And it reminded me a lot of 10 years ago when I lived here with my partner at that time, 10 years ago. I would spend weekends at his place, you know, at his parents' place. And I would also feel the same way of, why am I here? Because I don't know if it was me. I don't know if it was like miscommunication. I just never felt like I truly was welcomed by him. Like his family loved me, whatever. And so I'm like, okay, if I can't tell if he wants me to be here or not, and I'm spending like New Year's and all these holidays here when I should be spending time with my parents, why am I here? I don't want to be here. And it's like a very similar feeling, even though the context was really different. But because I'm older and much wiser, and I think this kind of goes along with, you know, embracing all seasons and that things take time and it's okay. And 10 years is a very long time. And I, you know, like I probably should have a couple more tools in my toolkit to how to navigate feelings like this. So I journaled for the first time in a really long time. I was like, you know, feeling the same way I felt, don't want to be here. But what if it's more a reflection of me than a reflection of like the other person, like projecting? Because it's so easy to project. And we talk about this all the time. So I think what I realized was it's more about me being clear of what I want and don't want and setting boundaries in that way before I go somewhere that I like don't really want to go. Mm-hmm. So I think because I was able to realize that and then eventually communicate that, you know, like things just got better, you know? Like I ultimately was able to communicate that with my current partner of this is why I've been feeling this way and this is why I've been giving you attitude. And then like, you know, we were able to work through it. So I feel like that was like a very big lesson that I probably wouldn't have learned unless I actually moved home, which is, you know, it's that saying where we overestimate what we can do in a year and severely underestimate what we can do in 10. And I just feel like it's so easy for us to want to change and to be like a brand new person by yesterday and to have everything together and to, you know, like if I already like overcame this thing, like why do I need to go through it again? Like, you know better, like do better, blah, blah, blah. But 10 years, you know, like think of where you were 10 years ago. I'm sure you and I and we have all come a very, very, very far way.
Yeah. I was actually thinking about something very similar for myself, of my lesson learned. I was telling my therapist yesterday that self-soothing is new for me. Like, I did not know what self-soothing was 5 years ago. And so, like, when you're talking about, you know, I probably have some stuff in my toolkit now that I can whip out. What can I do to understand myself a little bit better? What can I do to help myself communicate my feelings instead of letting this resentment build up or this attitude come out, right? I think that for me in this year too, one of my biggest lessons learned is that the more that you invest in yourself, you might not feel it in that moment. You might not feel it for that year, 2 years from now. But I think after a certain amount of time, you're able to look back and even the slightest change of, oh, I'm going to journal this time instead of sitting in this unknown anger of like, you know, like I don't know what I'm dealing with. Even though that took 10 years for you to make such a small but powerful change, I think that is so rewarding. And I think that's kind of like what growing up is, what experiencing life is, understanding yourself a little bit better. And so, yeah, I think like really investing in yourself and just trusting that your future self is going to feel it and wait till that day comes, because it will come. And it's a very cool moment to experience and be able to look back on how much you have changed over time.
Yay!
Through the seasons.
Through all the seasons that we embrace with open arms.
All right. Well, is this the end of season one?
This is the end.
This is the end. All right. It's kind of bittersweet, but season two is right around the corner. Again, we have lots of new energy, lots of surprises, lots of things we want to do for you, our Voice Hugs family. It has been an awesome ride, Ro.
It has been an honor, Viv.
Oh, man, I can't believe it, really.
What a year. And we hope you're all enjoying the holidays. We hope you're all spending time with loved ones, even if it is just with yourself. You are a loved one to you. And we hope everyone is able to wrap up their year beautifully and to move into 2024. It's so weird to say, with as much of a renewed energy as you can humanly muster up.
Sending everyone the biggest, biggest, biggest voice hug of the year. Voice hugs!
Love ya!